Then I went to school up there at the VA the whole time I was going to keep up with the different kind of equipments and things and know how to set them up and everything.
What sort of school was this at the...
It was a nursing school.
Uh-huh. Is that a night school?
No. We went about an hour each day for about 16 weeks at the time. And then we'd go back, they'd start another class, and we'd go back. That was to keep up on all the things that was new coming out.
Mm-hmm. Were you required to do this, or did you do it?
I was required to do it.
So you kept just every year? How many of these classes would you say you had?
Oh, there'd be one or two a year.
Mm-hmm. How long did you say you worked here?
About 17 years.
And, you know the name of the school that you went to around here?
Around here? Mm-hmm. You mean before I went to work there, the school I went to back when I was small?
Mm-hmm.
Mason City.
That's that old schoolhouse?
That's the old schoolhouse.
Do you, read very much now? Take magazines?
We take a few magazines, not too many.
And, you were in the Army some?
I was in the Army about 2 years.
Did you get to travel around much?
Oh, yeah. I went from here to Fort Knox to Camp Stallman, Virginia, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I left there and went all the way across the United States to Camp Stallman, California, and left there and went to Japan. And then I come back from Japan and engaged in farming.
Uh-huh.
And I farmed for, when I got back, I got in a wreck right after I got back. Got my hip broke and went in the Veterans Hospital. And then when I got better, I farmed a couple of years, and then I went to work for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Veterans Hospital.
Mm-hmm. And the church that you go to?
Hopeful Baptist Church. But I didn't quit the hospital. I had a bone back here growing in the back of my neck. And I had an operation. I was off about 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back. And in 11 months, I was back in the same bed having the same operation over. And Dr. Bird, I thought I was going back to work for a long time. And he called me and my wife in one day and went over there to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said I'd have to retire, that I wasn't able to lift patients and work on that hard tile floor. So I had to retire from there. If not, I'd have still been working there. So, since then, I ain't been able to do much work.
Mm-hmm. You just take care of your farm?
No, I don't take care of the farm.
Do you have...
My wife does a little bit of farming. We do. We don't do much farming. She tends to the farm. I supervise her a little bit. But where I used to drive a tractor 16 hours a day, I can drive one about 2 hours of the morning and about 2 hours of evening.
Mm-hmm.
If I be real easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, the next day I can't get up. So that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
Have
you been very active in church or clubs or... Done much traveling besides in the Army?
Well, I used to work at the hospital. I worked there 8 hours a day, and I'd come home and work about 8, and then on the days off, I'd work about 12 or 16 out here.